Lockbaugh Valley School Superintendent Rick Ellingworth is in the studios with us for a Lockbaugh Valley School update. And how's it going, Rick?
It's going great, Paul. You guys are doing a good job on this weather, keeping reasonable weather around. I haven't been calling anybody's house at 4 in the morning for a couple weeks, so it's going well.
Yeah, that one stretch is a lot of cancellations, wasn't it?
Yeah, and everybody around us, and I think everybody probably knows, but the superintendents all are on a text thing very early in the morning, so that thing starts buzzing about 3:30 or so. And sometimes the storms are good in that we know they're coming, and we can give
people plenty of notice. The technology is amazing, yeah.
But I like these days. They're kind of boring better.
Well, Maynard took off for Florida for a week, and we had all that mess up here, so he left at a good time. So.
Well, he's kind of a prognosticator. I mean, he can look at that stuff and see it well in advance.
All right.
Good for him.
Yeah, well, you had your board meeting on Monday night, huh?
We did. We had our monthly board meeting, and this week we actually have two. One we had last night, and it was a very exciting meeting. We started out with the routine things, but then because we had ball games, you know, both in Mineota and at home, the presenters were at the games. So I just know our student council has done a good job. They're very involved in a lot of things. The latest thing that I've noticed is we had about 500 or 600 teachers in the district on Monday of this week for that MELT conference.
Yep.
It was a very good conference. In fact, Brandon, your son, is one of the organizers of that, and they do a great job. And Katie, your daughter-in-law. But anyway, the student council, several student council or students volunteered to come up and help direct traffic. Yeah. And this is a great event for us, a chance to show off our facilities. And the day went well. The kids did a great job, and we really appreciate them, you know, giving of their time to show off our place. So
when you see all the district teachers in the commons area all at once, there's a lot of them.
You know, there are. And Cammie Mayland, our food service director, and her staff did a great job. But I think we had close to 600 people, Paul.
Oh, nice.
All educators. And then Brandon and Katie have got, I don't know, like 40, 50, 60 speakers. Yep. So they break down, every classroom is used, and they've been doing it for several years, but it really works out nicely, and we appreciate people coming and using the facility for such a good cause.
Good. Yep. All right. And who did you have present at the board meeting last night?
Well, I'll tell you what, in all my years in education, this was one of the best presentations that I'd ever heard, and it's so exciting. The Lackawanna Valley High School Ag Department is made up of Morgan Satrowski, Paige Vanderwerf, and Chase Olson. They're all younger staff, and they made a presentation last night asking the board for permission to proceed with the purchase of a mobile meat lab. So we're really moving into the career and technical fields, trying to get more and more. Not everybody's got to go to college, you know.
Right, right.
And so these guys made a presentation last night. And long story short, and I would say their presentation was about a half hour in length, and it was very complete.
Okay.
But essentially, they have worked with the Wilmer Community College system with the Department of Education, and they're wanting to purchase a mobile meat lab. There's only one other school in Minnesota that has this, and there's a school in North Dakota. And this mobile meat lab is a great big trailer. If you imagine like two or three fish houses together.
Okay. I was going to ask, what's a mobile meat lab?
Yeah, it is a lab that's got all of the things that you use for meat cutting and meat processing in this lab. So they got several stations. They got all the band saws, the cutting up. And it's an opportunity for our kids, or it will be an opportunity for our kids to register to take meat cutting as a class or meat processing. And, you know, we're just starting out with a new modified block schedule next year. So the students that take this class will have about 90 minutes or 88 minutes instead of 45.
Okay.
And this thing costs, Paul, about $96,000 to purchase.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm an old guy, and I'm going, uh-oh. And then it turns out that they're pretty hot on two big grants, one for $70,000 and one for $45,000, that would put us in a position where everything was paid for. We would own the meat lab, all the utilities and all the things you use to cut up meat and that type of thing, processed meat would be part of it. And then the students that take this class, they would get a credit through Minnesota West or out of the Wilmer Tech program anyway. And it was an amazing amount of work that these three teachers have done to bring this about. And the board was raving about it. Mm. I mean, it was a very exciting presentation. You know, they record a lot of the board meetings and then we archive them. So if anybody was interested, I just think these three teachers did a great job. We're very excited about where this might lead us. And this is the first thing we're doing in regard to a major movement toward career technical education.
Awesome. I call on a lot of meat shops in the area.
Exactly.
And they need workers. They need butchers a lot.
These guys are planning to work with some of these or reach out to say, well, maybe they could help us with the first steps, but maybe they could provide a internship opportunity for some kids that were serious about going into this and eventually hire an employee.
Yeah.
When I was in Redwood Falls, we did this with, we started with one business. Over the course of 6 or 7 years, we built it to about 10.
Oh, wow.
But like it was John Deere, they always sponsored somebody that wanted to become a diesel mechanic. There were graphic arts positions. There are Daktronics was right across the street, so they always had machining and manufacturing jobs.
Okay.
And the kids would go out, they'd work for about 2 hours at some point during their day. They got paid for this. And generally, if they did a good job, they got rehired in the summer or during the if they were going to school or something. So it's a very positive school business thing. I get fired up about it yet.
I can tell.
Yeah, but these three teachers, they did an amazing job. Scott Sawatsky, the principal, has been very supportive of them moving forward with this. Mm-hmm. Paul Lowry, our scheduler. So we're excited to see what this leads to next year. Okay. But it was a great part of our board meeting last night.
All right. A meat mobile lab, huh? That's what you call it.
A meat mobile lab.
And no cost to the district, possibly.
So. It looks like it would be free. And actually, we would use it for about a quarter. And then they're talking about marketing it so that another district could rent it from them.
Okay.
And then they would take the money that they earned and put it into getting, you know, over time, doing the maintenance that needs to be done. But, yeah, there aren't many projects. No. Usually if something is free, you think it's probably too good to be free.
Yep.
But in this case, their hard work and all that is turning into something I think our whole district will be very proud of.
Great. Who are those teachers again, Rick?
They're Morgan Satrowski, and she's been in our district for, I think, 3 or 4 years, at least three. And then Paige Vanderwerf is, this is her first year in the district, but she's done a great job. And then Chase Olson grew up here.
Graduate, yep.
And he was, I think, in Dawson a year ago, but now he came here, so... The three of them have formed quite a partnership, and they are they're hard to keep up with, which is great.
They're young.
Yeah, they're young, but very impressive.
Good, good. Exciting there.
Yeah.
Okay, what else on the board meeting?
Well, also, you know, we've been doing quite a bit of stuff with our English learner program.
Okay.
I've talked about it with you two or three times before, and so... What we're finding is that not only do we need teachers to help with the EL thing, but we, in order for minority groups to really get integrated into the community and into the school district, we need more help. We need interpreters. We need more staff. And so the board last night approved us advertising for a facilitator, and I'm thinking this will be probably an internal advertisement posting that we do.
Okay.
But we would like to have one of our teachers that's teaching during the day be able to help us so it becomes a year-round work they're doing. It's not a nine-month thing.
Okay.
So we're going to pay this stipend of about $6,500, and this person would be kind of not an administrator, but doing some administrative-type things.
Okay.
including community engagement, working with parents, trying to recruit teachers, helping the teachers we do have so they make a conversion from where we're at to where we want to be.
Okay.
We haven't done much with this in the past, but we're really geared up. I got to tell you, the teachers are really working hard. I mean, it is hard work to make some conversion, and we didn't want to wait till the end of the year and start it up another year, so we're doing it kind of while the plane's in flight.
Yep.
But I just admire and appreciate so much their willingness to make these transitions.
Yep.
So.
And that's important to our district, too, isn't it?
You know, it really is. Our enrollment, we got so many good things going. Our enrollment is actually, Brenda Domeyer, our finance director, reported it's up about 10 students. Mm. And usually in most districts, you start out with a number, and by Christmas, there'll be a lower number for whatever reasons.
Right.
But we're actually adding enrollment as we go. And, you know, we made a lot of restructuring changes last year.
Yep.
I think that's a little bit of it. But, we have about 225 kids or so that are not Caucasian, so they have a language issue that we're trying to help them develop.
Okay.
And it's very positive. We're trying to do it in accordance to the law. And
Is that what Hope Schmidt is doing?
Hope Schmidt was one of the people we hired as an EL teacher this year, and she's doing an amazing job. And we're looking for a couple other positions. We just had some children show up to get registered that are Spanish speaking. So, it's very healthy for the district. But we got to be able to get everybody in the end so they understand English and they can learn in English as well as honoring their native language.
Right.
And it's a healthy thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so that went well. We signed an agreement with Prairie 5 Community Action Agency so they can do their the Prairie 5 Little Kids Program in Madison here this year, and that's just a reoccurring thing, you know, every year.
Yep.
We had some, it'd be kind of boring to talk about, but we changed some handbook language so it aligns with our audit requirements.
Okay.
For per diems for students. We had a unbelievable number of gifts that came in to the district this last month, and oftentimes that happens in December. You know, people are looking at their taxes for the next year and probably making some decisions.
Yep.
But one of the things I want to mention is there was a long, long list of people that have given money for an angel fund that we started, and this would be a fund that would be drawn on in case meal accounts get behind, so that nobody's ever really in arrears on that. And the Hope Schmidt here again, Hope was somebody that posted some stuff on our website, and the response was amazing.
Good.
So we really appreciate all of those gifts as we do each month. And this list is so long. You'd put me in overtime here.
I'm actually looking at it, and this, you know, it's amazing that's, you know, I don't know if in general people know they can donate stuff to the school.
Yeah,
financially, right?
You know, I've got a good background in that, and basically schools are like a 403 or a 503c foundation.
Right.
Schools are a non-tax entity, and if a gift is given, it can be earmarked for a cause of one thing or another, and it can be a tax-deductible gift. Generally, you got to get the receipt, you know, whether it's your check or whatever. But, yeah, this is a very giving school community. We've gotten, well, every month I think we talk about the wonderful gifts that are coming in, and I work hard to make sure we're a good steward of the taxpayer dollars, and especially of dollars like this, so it goes for the intended purposes.
Okay.
But we greatly appreciate it.
Good. All right. Anything more on the board meeting? Or?
You know, just a couple things. Last night, the school board took action to waive student ticket prices for athletic events, for admission to athletic events for the remainder of the winter.
Okay.
We've had some really great crowds.
Yep.
And You know, the thing about kids is their classmates are competing. We're trying to encourage school support and school spirit. And, and so the board decided last night that in the 5 or 6 weeks that are left of, now these are our school activities, right. That they would waive the cost for any students coming in. I think in the back of their mind also, Paul, there's, we know there's a high pressure on families and what it costs to go to a game and all that. And so we want to do what we can to mitigate some of those expenses. But we were excited about that. Also, we have, with our new facilities, we've tried to make them available to the public with open gyms and leagues and that type of thing. Well, in our actually our building in the Appleton Milan building, we've had we don't have our we don't have our community ed director right now. We're going to be interviewing for that position on Wednesday of this week, and so we don't have somebody to oversee the open gym parts of what we're doing. So people will still be able to use their fobs, but the open gyms we're going to close down for a couple weeks until we get in front of it and get somebody on board that can help us monitor things. Otherwise, it was a really good board meeting. We have another meeting on Thursday of this week to talk about these air handling units that I've talked with you before about. This will be about a $12 or $13 million project that we have to do to essentially replace all of the structures on the roof. They're 33, 34 years old. If the board actually approves the project now, it'll take a couple years for us to get all the materials here. And so we're living on borrowed time with some of that stuff. But it's like our furnace at home or our air conditioner at home.
You got to keep them up.
And that's where we're at.
All right. A couple things, Rick. The Loughborough National Honor Society will be doing their Dollars for Scholars Phone-a-thon January 25th from 5 to 9. And January 29th from 1 to 5. And the project has raised funds to support Dollars for Scholars out at Loughborough Valley.
And that's a great program.
So when they be calling, donate.
That's right. If and this is a community where we've had a lot of people say yes to volunteering to help us. So that's good. And and then I think we got another
Event. Do you like chili, Rick?
I love chili.
All right.
Especially when I don't have to make it.
You want to be in the Commons area this Friday then, Loughborough Valley FFA Alumni Chili Feed. It's really, it gets bigger and bigger every year, I think.
It does, and our ag department's on fire. And, you know, what a, is there a better thing to have happen in the geographic area that we live? We're surrounded by agriculture, and so kudos to these guys again. They got it rolling.
That's right. That's Friday, this Friday from 5:30 to 7:30 in the Commons. A donation to the FFA or $10 donation gets you taste testing to all the different. A lot of businesses will have tables set up in the Commons area. The Benson Braves, I think it was last year, because of COVID, they didn't have that. And the Benson fans were, where's the chili feed? Because it's always with the Benson Braves.
Well, you know, those events are more than just a game anymore. There's all kinds of stuff going on, as you pointed out. But
All right. Thanks for coming in, Rick, and give us an update on the Loughborough Valley School District.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great week.
You bet. Rick Ellingworth, superintendent out at Loughborough Valley with our Loughborough Valley School update.